a very worthy cause as the launch of the 23rd annual circuit All-Ireland GAA Golf Challenge, and it's at Killarney Golf and Fishing Club this morning, and the proceeds this year will be going to a very special cause. This is the beneficiary of the cause, Jerry O'Leary, Glenflesk club man Jerry O'Leary. 12 months ago he suffered serious spinal injuries and a devastating accident while working at home. He's wheelchair bound and requires intensive physiotherapy as well as other medical support, and there'll be 4-person teams from around Ireland and the US representing the GAA clubs on the golf course, and there will be 45 teams in total at Converge in Killarney in October to complete the specially commissioned Waterford, compete for the specially commissioned Waterford Crystal replica of the Liam McCarthy Cup, which was won by Tipperary club Tonalty Ross Moore in 2023. With me on the line to talk about this is clubman of Jerry O'Leary, and that is former Kerry great Johnny Crowley. Johnny, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Look, it's been a tough 12 months for Jerry and his family, but it's good news, and I know there's a major fundraiser happening alongside this as well, but he needs a lot of support, so this fundraising will go a long way to helping out.
Yes, Jerry, that's right. Jerry will need a lot of support, and this is a national fundraiser. Clubs from all over Ireland will be competing, and it's great to get that kind of exposure. And you know, the plan is and the aim is to get an adaptable car for Jerry so that he'll be able to travel around. I've met him down at a couple of the Fest games in recent times, so it's great to see him out in the post. And any way that we can help out the family will be brilliant.
Certainly would be, and certainly will be, and it's a massive support. I know there's a crowdfunding page as well, and I donate for him too. But yeah, that support, and it's great that GAA can rally around at times like this to help out a club member when times get tough, Johnny.
Absolutely. Look, it's just an extremely unfortunate incident that happened to Jerry, and no one knows, you know, what's ahead for any of us. And look, the way you know that the GAA and the local clubs and clubs all over Ireland can even rally around Jerry for such a good cause, and not only just to help out Jerry, but to help out his family as well. I mean, you know, they're great club people. Jerry was a fantastic supporter of the club, was always, even back in my playing days and all through since, he would be at every game. And look, it is nice to help out a man in difficult circumstances, unfortunately for Jerry. But he is making a good recovery. He's at home now, and things are looking up for him. And look, anything positive that we can push on and help him in any way, you know, would be great. And like you said, there's a iFundMe page, and anyone that can help out in any way over the next few weeks, we'd be very grateful for it.
Yeah, certainly would. Johnny, on to the matter at hand though for the championship season. What's your reaction to the news this morning? We're going to be playing Derry next weekend in Croke Park.
So, straight away, kind of excited, Jerry, which is the big thing. I think this is the one maybe everyone was waiting for and wanting. This is a huge game, massive draw. We're playing the league champions, a team they were beaten this year in Ulster, but have two Ulster championships behind them, and they're proven players. And look, Jerry obviously have the unfortunate position where they have a week's less rest and they went extra time, but I don't think that'll matter to them come next weekend. They're going to be ready for action, and we're playing a serious team next weekend.
Yeah, and it's a huge step up, obviously, and it's where you want to be, I suppose, getting ready for the rest of the championship if you win it, a semi-final and possibly a final.
I totally agree. I think Jack and the management and the players will be delighted with this. This is exactly what they're looking for. And you know, Kerry have answered any questions that were asked for them all year. You know, they've done everything, they've gone about their business in a nice, quiet, efficient, business-like manner, and this is it now. Everyone knows, of course, you know, it has to go up 15 or 20%, but the lads are well aware of that. These are seasoned campaigners. They've All-Ireland medals in the dressing room. They know what's required, and I think they'll be delighted with the draw. This will be, aside with the Dublin Galway game, these are probably the two big high profile games of the weekend.
Yeah, they certainly are. Listen, on the wider context of it, a lot of people are still getting used to the new championship season and the fact that it ends in July. A lot of people as well feeling sorry for Mayo this morning, feeling, look, is it exactly fair a team that's beaten three times can still be in the championship, and a team that is only beaten once is out? That's the system we have. What do you make of all of that, Johnny?
Well, I think, to be fair to everyone involved, we all knew the way it was going to work at the start of the year, and in fairness to Mayo, they would have been well aware of that as well. To Derry, the one thing I would say, look, Ulster is extremely difficult. They were beat by Donegal. Yes, they lost two group games, but they got through, scrape home, did enough to get there. And they're there on merit, and I think, yeah, if you look at what their Glen players have done, they've gone through the winter, won an All-Ireland club, gone straight into National League, played all that. They were bound to hit a lull period, and look, Derry will be hoping their lads are going to come good now, having hit that lull period, and they can pull things together. I think they're a serious danger next weekend. I think if Kerry don't bring their A game, we could go, but that's fine too. We know we've three games now to win in All-Ireland, and this is it.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, Johnny, look, thanks a million for giving us your reaction to that and talk to us, and best of luck with the golfing fundraiser in October. That's Johnny Crowley there, former Kerry player, talking to me about Kerry versus Derry next weekend, and that fundraiser for clubmen, Jerry O'Leary, which is happening in October. It's the All-Ireland Club Golf Championship, which is taking place in Killarney. Golf and Fishing Club launched today, and more detail on that available online as well if you want to check it out.